Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, the Animal General of Cranberry, LaSalle Plaza, Route 19 in Cranberry, joins us today. And good morning, sir. Have you been visited by a Kobe Richard anytime over the last day or two since Larry's been out?
Good morning. No, I haven't. We just saw Kobe last month, so he should be good for a year. I mean, that's the good news is that when people leave, they say, I hope I see you next year, Doc, and I get that.
Yeah. I didn't know if Kobe had thrown in the white towel and said he needed some medication because the boss is home.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, I have a quick question. Before we get to the listener's question, sir, I have a quick question. I was going for a walk yesterday on the Montour Trail, and I saw somebody riding their bicycle with their dog in tow. So the dog sort of running with the bicycle. Is that, it sort of freaks me out sometimes. I get it. Some dogs are just, you know, full energy, but sometimes it just, I don't know how. Do they forget the dog's there and just keep riding away?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good point. I don't like it for certain breeds of dogs. I don't like short-legged dogs, you know, being towed along like that. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's wise. But if you have a Weimaraner or a Greyhound and it's not humid out and you know, it's cool enough, they are high energy and they can use the exercise and they usually do very, very well with it. And most of the owners that do that are very in tune with their dog and their, you know, symptoms and how they're doing, because I do have some of my clients that do that fairly frequently. But, you know, the Dachshund isn't made for running. He's made for short walks and long stories. So, so it depends what kind of dog. And I'm with you, though. I don't like to see every dog out there being towed along.
Yeah, I tried it once, and it ended up with me hitting a curb on my bicycle, being towed into a yard by the dog that was running out of control, and me getting dragged through the grass. So
yeah, end of that.
Pretty funny memory for my niece who saw the whole thing unfold. All right, let's get to the questions here. Bev and Tommy in Washington have a question. Dear Dr. Mike, what do you recommend to rid fleas from cats? We found some flea dirt and on a pair of kittens as well we adopted, and it's pretty gross.
Yeah, so flea dirt is the remnants. Obviously, they get a blood meal, and flea dirt is digested blood. You take a wet cotton ball, wet that black dirt that you see on the cat's skin, and if you see trails of blood, it's flea dirt, and they have fleas. And so they spend about 5% of their day on the cats and dogs, and the rest of the day off them. They jump off and live in the rug. And in a month, 10 fleas can lay 200,000 eggs. So you do want to, they should be on flea and tick control year-round in our area. I recommend that strongly, especially because of all the ticks even in the wintertime, but fleas too. And the product I recommend I use it on my own cats is Frontline Gold. It's for cats. It's a topical. We don't have a chewable that we can use in cats that I like and that takes care of ticks and fleas. And we do have that for dogs. I like Next Garden dogs, and I like Frontline Gold and cats. So that's what I use. And you will catch up to it, but you might have to treat your house if you wait too long.
I think you mentioned 10 fleas, 200,000 eggs in a month. I think you just convinced a lot of people to get hardwood floors today.
Yeah. And they really, really need to be treating these, because that's a nightmare. When you ask me that question, how do I get rid of them in my house, it's already well into the infestation, and that's a nightmare. Back in the 90s, before we had these monthly products, that was commonplace. And those of us that had experienced that never want to experience it again. I remember walking into homes that were for sale that you go in and there, you know, fleas would be jumping. You could see them, you know, thousands of them jumping. And it was just amazing how many infested a place.
Unbelievable. Another question from Lou in Swissville says, good morning, Dr. Mike. Do you ever recommend a product called Attaquan for older dogs? If so, could you please explain when you would use it?
I love Attaquan. Attaquan is a nutraceutical. It's a very safe. It's given by injection, so it sounds contrary to what I just said, but it's a wonderful product for arthritis in dogs and cats, not just dogs. It's a it's one of those things that as they get older and they're starting to develop arthritis, I like omega-3 fatty acids. I like things like diacetylcholine and cholecystokinin, glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate, those kinds of things that are joint protectants. But if it's getting really bad, Attaquan, the injectable form, seems to have a natural anti-inflammatory effect as well as, rebuilding and putting some of the precursors to joint fluid back into the joint, and it can make dogs feel really good and cats too. So I love it, and I use it when they start to get bad. I think every one of my dogs, when they got older, were on Attaquan at least monthly. We start off using it once a week for 4 weeks. We build it up, and then we do it once a month to 2 months. And it's not that expensive. I've been using it since 1988. Didn't get approved in dogs until 1994, but we were using it extra label because it helps so many animals.
Now, before anybody gets any bright ideas, that's for Attaquan's for animals, not human consumption, correct?
Correct. It's for animals and through the guidance of your veterinarian. You don't want to just start injecting into your animal without speaking to your veterinarian. I wouldn't recommend that. You probably can't get it without a prescription, so I'm pretty sure you need a prescription.
Very good. That's why we have you here every Thursday to answer these serious questions. Emmy and John and Shaler have our final question of the day. Is there any time that you would recommend performing a dental procedure on a small dog with a heart condition? The vet said he has a grade 3 murmur out of 6 grades.
Yeah, so that's serious. I mean, it means a leaky valve, but that doesn't mean they're in heart failure when they have a murmur. I mean, some of us have murmur our whole life, and we never develop heart failure. But small dogs are prone to congestive heart failure as they get older. So that's where we want to clear them for anesthesia. So when would I do it? Anyone that's had an infected tooth, you wouldn't wait. It would be very, very painful, and dogs get them too. So, of course, we will sometimes throw the risks out the window and remove that infected tooth because the dog's in just too much pain or the cat's in too much pain. So that's the time when I would do it. And if I can get clearance, if I examine that dog, take x-rays, look at that heart, make sure it's not in heart failure, there are some very good heart-sparing anesthetics that we can use that we could perform a dental very quickly and wake that animal up and try to minimize the risk. There's always risk when we do anesthesia. I appreciate that question. And that's one for you and the vet to decide, is it worth that risk reward? And that's what we look at sometimes as they get older.
Now, dogs always using their mouth, grabbing things with it, playing ball with it. How many dogs are victims of tooth decay?
Well, a lot of them are victim of a broken tooth that then ends up decaying. So it's usually not cavities like we get. It's usually periodontal disease, which means infection in the gums. The gums start to recede upwards, and then the bone gets involved up around the tooth. And then it's, bacteria, plaque and tartar, that's bacteria. And what can happen is they bite on things to get little microscopic punctures, and that bacteria can spread to the heart valves, to the lungs, to the kidneys, to the liver. So that's why we recommend cleaning teeth. And same in people. They found a strong association with those diseases with bad teeth. So that's more often what happens in animals is they get that periodontal disease up around the gum lining and the bone that holds the teeth, and that's what causes a lot of trouble.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General of Cranberry, LaSalle Plaza, Route 19 in Cranberry. Thank you very much for your time. Do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.